Only one way, you say? Only one way? Repeat after me. Only one way? Let's have a word of prayer, and then we'll find out what's going on here. Lord God, thank you for this opportunity you've given me to deliver these words. I pray, Lord, that the listener will be completely aware of what's being said, Lord, that you would give them, you'd give them that thought pattern, Lord, that they need to understand that there's only one way. There's only one way. And I'm about to tell them how. Oh, most of them know already, Lord, but some of them need a little more persuading, and I ask that you would be a little more lenient with them, Lord. Okay? Thank you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Only one way. Only one way? Says who? Well, what does Jesus say in the book of John? The book of John. What does Jesus say? Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go and prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Wow! That's pretty simple, isn't it? Jesus showing us the way. Where he is, there we may be also. And he has already shown us the way, by way of the cross. In verse 27 says, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Sometimes we get afraid, don't we, of the unknown, even though it is known to us through the writings in the Holy Scriptures. We sometimes get a little afraid and say, I don't know, I'm scared. And Jesus says here, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. And if we look over in Philippians, the book of Philippians, chapter 4, we are reassured even more. Listen carefully. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Wow. And there's even more assurance. Oh, all over the place. More assurance now is found over in Colossians, the book of Colossians, 3:15, which says, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Whew! Sounds good to me. Tell me, is your heart troubled about your salvation? I know even those who are most adamant that they are saved sometimes fall a little way back and say, I hope. And they'll talk to God and be reassured. We're still in the flesh. But Jesus is telling us, let not your heart be troubled about your salvation. Are you sure of your salvation? Well, to not be sure what tomorrow brings, well, is never certain. Will the wind blow? Will the rains come? Will the sun shine? Well, these things can never be certain. However, what God proclaims in His Word is forever certain. Forever certain. Which brings me to the crossroads. In our faith. Are you really saved? Are you? You might say, well, oh, I don't need to hear any more of this message. I know I'm saved. Forget it. go ahead. Have a good time. Yeah. No, okay. Okay, that may be so. But I ask you still to please continue to listen until the end of the message. It can only be a blessing. Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. Are you really saved? Well, the Word of God tells us plain enough. For by grace are ye saved, through faith, and that not of ourselves, or not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Lest any man should boast. Grace and faith are the two main factions. The two main factions. Grace alone will not open the door to heaven. Faith is the motivator. Faith is the motivator. Now, to put it bluntly, God's grace is activated by our faith. You got that? God's grace is activated by our faith. Now, many people today are caught up in an ever-changing and fast-paced world, are so busy. Their prayers, if any, never reach God's throne of grace. Why is that? Why? Because they are too busy to take the time to get to know God. Too busy. A quickie prayer on your way out the door in the morning may not have enough faith to carry it to the throne of grace. I don't know. Did you hear me? A quickie prayer on your way out the door may not be enough to carry you to the throne of grace. How many precious souls have barely gotten God's attention before the lights went out? They just didn't take the time. They just didn't take the time to know God. I've heard it over and over and over, time and time again. Someone trying to comfort a lost soul's family by telling them, John Doe got religion at the end. Did he? Did he even understand at the end? There are certain factors to consider here. Did that dying soul really comprehend what they were being led to say? Repeat after me doesn't always do it. Was this a repeat after me? Is that what happened to you? I've heard it all before. He went peaceably. He got religion at the end. When in fact they had already closed the casket while the priest finished his prayer and added an amen. He's in a better place now. No more suffering. Crock. Crock. You don't know that. None of us know that. We don't know each other's heart. We can only go by what comes out of their mouth. Oh yes, their works will show whether they are in the sight of God, but we don't see their hearts. He lived on the edge, right to the end, and the only time Jesus crossed his lips was when he was trying to win an argument over whose turn it was to buy the beer. My friends, salvation is not something you bargain for. As Billy Graham once said, when asked if Jesus was the only way to heaven, his response was, "He may be the best way, but he's not the only way." What? He may be the best way, but he's not the only way. I heard these words come from his mouth. I saw them more than once. The Muslims and the Hindus had a field day with that proclamation. Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way. He didn't say, I am one way. He did not say, I am the best way. No. He said, I am the way, the way, the way. The truth and the life. And then he sealed it with, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. But by me. Have you got that? But by Jesus. So, tell me. Tell me. Who's the way to heaven? He didn't say, well, Muhammad's one way. He didn't say, oh, the Pope of Rome is a good way. Or the Shah of Iran. No. Jesus said, I am. He is. My friends, there is only one way to heaven, and that way is clearly outlined in God's Word. John 14:6, Jesus made it clear, I am the way. I am the way. I've heard so many religious people sell my Jesus short. Jesus alone took away the sin of the world, not him and something else, not good works, not good friends, not back doors. Jesus alone washed us clean from all our iniquities with his blood. Jesus alone suffered and died on Calvary's cross. Jesus alone rose again from the dead on the third day. Jesus alone is seated at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for those who believe. And it is Jesus alone, the Christ, who will call us home to spend eternity with him in his heavenly kingdom. And it was Jesus, the Christ of God, who said with his dying breath, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Wow! Tell me, is it too late for you to be forgiven? Is it? All you have to do is call upon his name. Even if you don't know the right words, Jesus looks upon the heart. You don't have to go to a priest or a pastor. You have to go to the cross. Have you not heard about the blind and deaf man who lay dying in his bed? He could not see, he could not hear. As his church body gathered around to pray at his bedside, would it be right for us to judge him? Can we look upon his heart? Jesus can. Jesus can. Tell me, how often do we proclaim judgment upon our neighbor? Huh? Oh, that person, oh no, look at the life he's living and he's partying all the time. He ain't saved for sure, you know. You might be right, but are you the judge? Should you not be praying for him? That's what we're told to do, pray for each other. We may condemn a neighbor because he doesn't attend our church or walk the same aisle we do or kneel in the same pew. Can we look upon his heart? Can we? God can. God does. God doesn't deal in protocol. God deals with the heart. Have they got that? God deals with the heart. Something else we who are holier than thou look upon is their good deeds. Yes, the Bible tells us ye shall know them by their fruits. Matthew 7:16. This has nothing to do with man's capabilities. Have you not seen a blind man groping along a sidewalk or a country lane, feeling his way at the end of a cane? How much can he do for the Lord's sake? Ask him for his spiritual ID. He may surprise you. And what about the mentally handicapped? My wife and I have worked with them many times. The downtrodden, the mentally disturbed. Especially those in old folks' homes. Many times. One thing I found out is, though their dialogue may stumble, there is one word that comes through plain and simple. One word. It's the clue. It's the clue word. It's the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. While I may not have clarity of speech, well, many are brimming with the love of Jesus. I knew a fellow in an old folks' home who was bedridden. His name was Cecil. You may have heard about him before in one or more of my sermons, but I keep thinking about Cecil because he was like a mainstay in my going there time after time after time. I'd always go in the room where Cecil was in his bed, and he was paralyzed except for one arm that he held above the covers. And what he would do with that one arm, he'd either be waving it back and forth while he was singing hymns, or else he'd be batting himself on the head with the palm of his hand because of his need to be with Jesus. It broke my heart when God took him home. Cecil taught me more than I taught him. Cecil was a man of God, and now he is with God. You know, when you go into a senior's home or a home where mentally handicapped are, they may not have clarity of speech. They may not act like they're brimming with the love of Jesus. And so it is with the elderly and the faint of mind. Talk to them. Talk to them. They may know more about Jesus than you think. Bear in mind, my friends, bear in mind when Jesus says, "Wherefore by their fruits ye shall know them." By their fruits ye shall know them. He wasn't talking about their works and dialogue. No, not the Jesus I know, not the master of love and compassion. By their fruits ye shall know them. Give me 5 minutes with an unsaved person, and through our dialogue, without even mentioning works, I can know, if this person is saved. No, I can't look upon their heart. God can. That's God's specialty. But I can hear their words. For example, an unsaved soul will, when asked if he knows for sure that if he died today, would he go to heaven, will reply, "Of course I'll go to heaven. I'm a Christian." Honk. How does he know he's a Christian? "I'm a Catholic." Wrong answer. Honk, honk. Your religious persuasion will not save you. You got that? Your religious persuasion will not save you. Number two, you may hear, "Oh, well, I'm a good person. I'm a good person. I don't harm anybody. Well, who told you that? Who told you that? Your mother? Oh, yes, he's a good boy. Wouldn't hurt a fly. Who are you to say you're a good person? Can I go out on the street right now and yell to the world, hey, I'm going to heaven. You know why? Because I'm a good person. Honk. Being good will not get you to heaven. Only by the grace and mercy of what took place at Calvary with Jesus Christ. That's the answer to it all. Number three, I attend church every week. Honk. Lots of non-Christians go to church. How about, well, I tithe by giving to my church and also supporting missionaries. Honk. That's good works and will not save you. If that were so, millions of millionaires could buy their way into heaven. And you can't. Yes, the Bible says you will know them by their fruit, but let me ask you this. Is your fruit from the tree of life? Or is your fruit from a tree that will be hewn down and cast into the lake of fire? Let me ask you that again. Is your fruit from the tree of life? Or is your fruit from a tree that will be hewn down and cast into the lake of fire? You've got to ask yourself that. So, tell me, are you someone who is on a journey for Christ? Are you someone who just obeyed when another said, repeat after me and you will be saved? Are you someone clinging to hope, the hope that what you've done is real? It's good enough. Even what you think. If your journey is for Christ, your destiny is sealed. You got that? If your journey is for Christ, then your destiny is sealed. If your journey is not for Christ, well, then eternal hell is your destiny. Eternal hell is your destiny. You know, church attendance, repeat after me, walking an aisle, doth not make a man or a woman a Christian. Only what God sees in your heart. You see, you can't fool God. You can tell the whole world, I'm a Christian, like the Pope does. Everybody thinks he's the holiest person on the earth, that he has links to heaven that you don't even dream of. Honk, honk, honk. Only what God sees in your heart will save your soul. So tell me, will you? Are you sure? Are you absolutely sure that if you were to die today, and you know, and you could die, you might say, well, I'm healthy as a dog, or I'm healthy as a log, or whatever the situation may be. I'm healthy, I feel great. But what about tonight? What about tomorrow? And the next day? And the next day? Will you keep on believing that you're in good shape and that you have plenty of time to talk to God about salvation? But for now, just leave me alone. I have a business to tend to. I have a job to do. I got things I want to do. I want to enjoy my life. Are you? We're not asking you. God's not asking you not to enjoy yourself. Do the things, but only the things that are pleasing to God. Don't offend God in what you're doing. And give Him the glory when things are looking great. So say, I did it like a Muhammad Ali. I'm the greatest. No, He's not the greatest. He never was. Only in the eyes of men. Give yourself fully over to Jesus Christ. He will decide, not you. Throw yourself at the feet of the cross. Cry if you must. Beg Him if you must. Tell Him. He knows your heart. You can't fool Him. You know, God loves you. And He loves me too, believe it or not. He loves me, and I'm so happy He does. My destination is sealed. Is yours? And if so, sealed to what or to where? I ask you with all my heart, would you please, please make sure. Do not go by what someone is telling you unless it's scriptural. Walking an aisle will not save you. It's good evidence that you are a Christian. That's the ones who should walk the aisle. To show the glory of God in your obedience to Him, to His Word. Look, I want to thank you for listening to this message today, and I pray that it will find lodging in your heart. And I pray you will listen to it over and over again if you must, just to understand and get the full impact of what grace is, what mercy is, and who's at the controls. Would you do that? I'll be around again next week, same time, 9 o'clock on the Just Jesus Network. Oh. Keep on listening. There's more fine preaching on the way. God bless you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen.